Hello, friends. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I'm your guide, Katie Jo Holton. Let's breathe. This week, really today specifically, I'm called towards some embodied patience. I was holding space for another topic today, and I keep finding when I sit for meditation, I'm continuing to be led to the same place, which is holding space, building a reservoir, you might even say. There's a way that when we have an idea or a desire, whether it's fueled by our soul or tools to fabricate a sense of safety, that we rush to delivery. Instead of really giving gestation, the space and presence that it deserves. Sometimes we're so excited by an idea that we're afraid if we don't act on it immediately, that we'll lose it, that it might slip through our fingertips. Sometimes we forget that we are the ones that breathe life into our desires and ideas. They're not an external thing that you get. And I keep finding myself courting some actions and knowing that I could take action, but knowing that it's not even that the time is not right, but I'm called towards patience. I think when we play with a path and a desire, especially a soulful one, and that can feel kind of edgy in our system, we have a tendency to sort of want to leak out little bits of what our desire is. We want to leak out pieces of our creative works to get validation. See what I can do, see what I've been working on. Is this good yet? Am I on the right path? Am I good yet? And then as we leak out these little bits, when it comes time to present the piece as a whole, it's already been scattered all around. And then it feels like something's missing when it's time to finally take action. Now, there's also a way that we can delay action for the opposite response, right? For the fear of being invalidated. Or we wander around in self-doubt for so long to avoid facing action. And in both of these cases, I think one of the practices that we can work on here, it's not only to give ourselves some softness and patience, but to feel it in our body as well. If you're listening live, then you are most likely immersed in the quarantining effort. And if you're listening to this at a different time, you were called here to apply the lesson as well. And things that come up in this space are, you might be coming face to face with realizing the life that you are living is not what you are desiring to be and to do and to embody. Or you might be in a situation where you need some money and you're feeling kind of desperate to put something out that you can be rewarded for. And by rewarded, I mean validated with money. So here again, the patience piece comes in. Let's give yourself permission to be patient, to know when it's the time to continue to build the reservoir of your creative endeavors, and permission for you to honor your own feelings about where you are in that process. With that in mind, let's begin our practice. So to begin, I invite you to a comfortable position. In fact, give yourself permission to get even cozier than you might normally do for meditation. If you like to sit cross-legged or in a lotus position, I invite you to do that on a comfy chair or seated on the floor but supported in some way. You might even like some blankets today. Part of building a reservoir is resting. In the same way that you would be gentle with yourself when you're pregnant, go ahead and indulge yourself in some nourishment. You can still get some things done without the added task of having to struggle through it. Or having to raise a bar that you need to jump and reach. So begin by closing your eyes and breathing. Taking some nice slow breaths. And let's go for making your inhale as long as your exhale, so we're moving at an even pace. And on your breaths, let's work on breathing just for the sake of breathing. There's no task to do here in your breath. There's no thing to take in or thing to let go. There's just expansion and contraction, which is beautiful on its own. And from here, I wonder if you can call the parts of yourself back into your center by way of just arriving in your heart. That brings in a little anxiety at the top of your chest or in your body. Just imagine giving yourself some medicine. Have a tonic. That will help mellow that energy out. Good. Throughout the day, throughout our lifetimes, we tend to gather up energy from other things and carry it around with us. Just become present to the energies on the outside of your body that you're carrying around with you. Noticing the subtle weight on your shoulders. Maybe a little heaviness on the back of your arms. It almost feels like there's a robe that you're wearing that you might could just drop. You're safe and in a sanctuary. With your robe dropped down, feel yourself standing there in your wildness, in your full beauty. Feel the earth on your feet. Feel the air or sunlight on your skin. And begin to take a look around you. Imagine that there's a pool before you. Warm and inviting, nourishing. And go ahead and step into this pool. Tipping your head back as you relax into the waters. With no other agendas around, you're here just for yourself. So I want you to bring your presence to the middle section of your body, between your solar plexus and your heart, and down into your solar plexus, or from your belly and your midsection. And become present to a collecting system here, a receptacle or maybe a balloon. For me, it feels like a big crystal sphere. Do you see that from here, in this space of nurture, and the outside layers removed and dissolving, washed away, that you actually have the capacity to collect more nourishment, to collect that sacred creativity, to build up your soulful desire. Let that reservoir get filled. Notice how it feels in your body to be at ease and to have this thing that you don't have to do anything with. Know that any action that you will take can come from this place, and that the delivery is your choice. Notice any things that come up here that conflict with that feeling that might give you reason to be pulled from your center and leak out some of this beautiful work that you've been building up. There's a way that we look to the things that are happening around us to pin the blame on. To remind us that we aren't in control and that we don't get to make our own choices. And then come back to your truth that you find here. Let your reservoir build. Let it come from a place of nurturing. If you give yourself the gift of patience, if you embody this patience, you'll see that when you're ready to deliver, when the time is right for you, is when the time is right for everyone else. So begin to bring yourself back, staying in touch with this feeling of your reservoir. And give yourself a couple little wiggles. Moving your back, moving your hips. Giving yourself a little energetic hug and maybe even a physical one too, wrapping your arms around yourself. And opening your eyes. Beautiful. Okay, my loves. be good and enjoy.